Good morning, it's Saturday, August 15th, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Oviedo Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's digest is dominated by brain health. A science investigation casts serious doubt on the genetic variants long heralded as Alzheimer's shields, a story that could redirect years of therapeutic effort. TIM2, a youth-associated protein, shows new promise for resetting aging immune cells in the brain, while Alzheimer's and dementia confirms that both insomnia and oversleeping worsen disease-relevant brain changes. Nature Medicine introduces tissue clocks that map organ-level aging from pathology images across 40 tissue types and 983 individuals. The supplement story of the day: metformin may be blunting the very fitness gains you're working for. Starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. The headline: science investigation casts serious doubt on genes hailed for warding off Alzheimer's. According to science, for years, rare genetic variants, most notably APOE Christchurch, were held up as near miraculous shields against Alzheimer's, bolstered by the famous case of a Colombian woman who carried two copies and delayed dementia until her late 70s. This is the one to read today. Youth protein TIM2 rejuvenates aging immune cells in the brain. From Neuroscience News, TIM2, a protein found at higher concentrations in young blood, has been shown to restore healthy immune function in the aging brain by rejuvenating microglia, the brain's resident immune cells. Too little or too much sleep, both raise Alzheimer's risk, study finds. From Alzheimer's and Dementia, a study published in Alzheimer's and Dementia finds that sleep duration has a nonlinear relationship with Alzheimer's-related brain atrophy and cognitive performance, meaning both insomnia and hypersomnia are associated with elevated AD risk compared to moderate sleepers. Falling blood pressure accelerates cognitive decline in older women, but not men. From Annals of Neurology, a study in the Annals of Neurology identifies a sex-specific link between blood pressure trajectory and cognition. Faster drops in systolic blood pressure predict faster simultaneous cognitive decline in older women, with no equivalent association found in men. In supplement news, metformin may be blunting the fitness gains you're working so hard for. From Take Control, despite nearly 20 years of enthusiasm for metformin as a longevity drug that complements exercise, the scientific evidence increasingly points the other direction. The drug may actually diminish the metabolic and muscle-building benefits of training. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.